Rusty Quill presents.
Wake of Corrosion, Episode 10, Where We Should Have Been.
My name is Professor Ryan, located Bunker A-12. This is a public broadcast to any survivors out there. I'm broadcasting this in the hope that others will hear the story and come forward with more information. I know that there are some among you who find this content disturbing. Therefore, I advise listener discretion going forward. Let us begin.
Today, survivors, we are joined by Callie, one of the only survivors who's been able to make it to us here, and the reason for the wealth of knowledge we have about Elliot and Roman. It's my hope that today holds the key to our next steps, as we near the end of what we currently know of the brothers. Between now and our last broadcast, Callie and I discussed at length the extent of her knowledge regarding the events currently afflicting us. Whilst it's clear that she knows more than she is currently able to recall, and we were unable to recover any further memories as of yet, the mention of another world is, well, it's a path that we should no doubt consider.
Like I said before though, Ryan, I don't even know if it holds any truth or it's just something I came up with.
No matter, Callie. Any knowledge is better than nothing. We shall begin today's broadcast with entry 33. A voice recording of the brothers as they make their way back to Roman's family home.
Elliot, I...
Oh, shit. Roman, why did you start this?
Elliot.
Oh, damn it.
What's happening?
I don't know. It might just be what happened yesterday.
Oh, my arm. Oh, it aches so much. Ugh. It feels like something's squeezing me so hard.
Well, let me see it. Show me it. Oh, man.
Ah, fuck. When did those bruises get there?
I think that's from me dragging you yesterday. Just one sec. Yeah, that's about where I held you. Sorry.
Oh, did you have to grip me so hard? There's no way that's what's making me feel like this, though. Oh, it's not just my arm, Elliot. I feel like shit.
It could just be all the stress of what we've been through. I remember whenever I used to get really anxious, I'd end up giving myself a stomachache and not even realise. And look, we're so close to your house now. It's probably just building up, but we're nearly there. Can you still walk all right?
Oh, I'll put it this way. I'm not letting this stop me after everything else that's tried.
We'll be there soon. Pass me a bag.
Elliot, look, I need to be honest with you. Whatever happened yesterday, I just... I'm sorry, man.
What? What for? It's not like you willingly went into the forest, is it?
No, I know, but... Thank you, again. Thank you for whatever the hell you did to save me. I know you're not telling me the full story. I can tell when we talk about it. Ugh. I can see it in your eyes that there's something you're holding back. If you want to talk about it, you can share it, right?
I know. Maybe one day, Roman. I could really do with a rest to process it all, though. To be honest, my head is fried.
Well, whatever happens, mate, we're in it together. Always.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like Claire's car's in the drive.
All right. Possibly a good thing. She could be at a bunker. Your house keys are in the bag, right?
Nah. I've got them here. Wanted to be ready.
Feels like a lifetime since we were last here, man. I'm going to be honest. I doubted if we'd make it. Especially when the car broke down again.
I know. I'm just hoping they're here, at least. And there's something about where they've gone if they're not.
You ready?
Claire? Kids? Imogen? Theo?
Rory?
Fuck.
Rory?
Shit, fuck. They're not here.
Do you think they left in a rush?
Oh, man. Imogen's duck is still there.
Let me see. Hey, that's all right, man. That could mean anything.
Exactly. Anything, Elliot. She could be fucking dead.
We don't know that. Let's just keep looking, all right? Whoa. What's up with that door?
What the fuck?
I'm surprised that even opens. How is it all warped and cracked like that?
It was fine when we left.
Check out the wall on the edge as well, the paper, it's peeling a little bit.
It's like all those other places, Elliot. Look at the walls. The cracks so bad, and everything here, it's all eroded.
It's like entropy.
What?
Everything in here, everything out there, it's slowly breaking down, becoming more and more disordered. Look at all of your tools, they're completely rusted, and the wood on the workbench is nearly completely rotted away. The metal frame is all that's left, and even that's going. Everything in here is just aged.
So, you're saying that's what happened in all those other places? Right. That explains why that place we stayed in was covered in plants so soon after we left. They had so many things growing around that house that I bet some just took over. And all those buildings crumbling? But how, though? And why here? Why so random?
Look. Look at where the light should be. All the cracks. The aging. The deterioration. It's like it started there. It's so dark around there, too. It looks mouldy, even. Like damp. Even the plastic fitting has some of it on. And the bulb. The bulb that broke.
Shit, Elliot! The bulb that broke, do you remember? Before we left for the trip.
Do you think it started here, then?
It could be. It makes sense. Well, no, it doesn't make sense, but it's about as close as I can get.
So, perhaps that means that Claire knew something was up early on. If she saw this happening, right, she would have done something, maybe even headed somewhere safe.
Oh, I bloody hope so. Come out of the garage now, mate.
What? Why?
Well, unless you want a roof falling on your head. Right, come on. Let's see if Claire left anything to say where they were going.
Wait. Where's your phone?
In the safe in the garage. I'm not even going to entertain going to get it. Not until we've had a good look elsewhere to see if Claire left anything. Well, nothing in the front room.
Roman? Isn't this Claire's phone? By the keys, here.
Oh, yeah, that's her work's phone. Pass it here. Right, it's off. One sec. Well, it's got charge. That's a start. Shit, no signal. Looks like we're not going to get anything that way.
Check her messages.
Early warning system. All civilians to head to county bunkers effective immediately.
Just the same as we saw before, then. If she got that, then that's where she could be, right? Is there anything else on there?
Damn it, that's it. There's nothing else related after that, outgoing or incoming.
Wait, check her recent apps. What does she have open?
Okay. Messages. That was me. Camera contacts.
Camera. Open the camera. She might have recorded something.
You reckon?
Why else would she have left her phone by the keys? And it's quicker than writing, right?
Yeah. Look. Elliot, she recorded something.
All right, let's see.
Roman, if you're watching this, then you've made it home, and, well, I haven't made it to you. Before I say anything else, because I know you'll be panicking, the folks next door have taken the kids to Bunker A7. Rory is with me. Oh, don't go in the garage. It's all messed up. I don't know what's going on in there, and because I know you'll look anyway, B be careful. Seriously, I haven't let Emmy stay in her room since. I was going to get someone to come have a look, but, well, I got a text. One of those government ones. They want us to go to the bunkers. I'm not going there straight away. Sarah called me just after. She said there's something seriously wrong at work. Something about a confluence. I'm not sure, but it cut out and I missed what she said. I haven't had a signal since. I'm going to go get her. I know what you're thinking, but I have to go help her. She's always been there for us, and... fuck. You already know that. Listen, the kids will be fine. The bunker isn't far. Once I've made it to Sarah, my plan is to come for you. If I can, and I know that if you're listening to this, I never made it, and I'm sorry. Please, you and Elliot, just go to Bunker A7. Whatever is going on, just go there. I'll go there after everything. I'll go there. What the hell is that? One second. And I come back down the stairs and say that I've gotta go. I love you. And I'll see you soon. Forever and whatever after. How could I forget that? How could I forget him and the kids and the dog? Where is my damn dog?
It was just you. You were alone.
Damn it. Bunker A7. Where is Bunker A7 from here? Where is it?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check the map. Just a second. Claire, do you remember anything else? Anything about how you got all these documents? About Sarah? This is an incredible discovery.
No, I can't. It's all a blur still, but... I remember Roman, and the kids, even the dog. I just don't remember Elliot. I can't put his voice to a face or even remember anything about... Have you found where it is yet?
I believe this is it. Here, look. It's about 20 miles away, direct. But by road it'll be much further, especially if they're as bad as the brothers have said. I doubt we're going to convince... anyone to venture out that far. This correlates well with what we discovered yesterday. Look, there's the forest we spoke of, and here's us. With this, we could work out a possible route and location.
Can't you get in touch with them somehow? Don't these bunkers have some sort of communication between them? My children could be there, Ryan.
Claire, I'm sorry, but we've heard nothing from any other bunker since we first arrived here. The only broadcast we know of is this one.
Ah, God damn it. Of course. Expected nothing else. Is that where they go? Is that where they head next?
I'm uncertain, as we've been exploring new territory in these entries since they fled from the creature that took Roman.
Start it up again. Start it from when I went upstairs. It was... just the floor in Emmy's room. It started to fall in the garage. I'm gonna leave now. I've got everything I need, I think. If the phones work again, call me. Roman, I love you. I'll see you soon. Forever and whatever after, right?
Oh, thank fuck. Oh, Jesus Christ, I was so fucking tense watching that. Oh, thank fuck the kids are safe.
But Roman, what about Claire?
Mate, this is Claire we're talking about. Ain't nothing going to stand in her way, especially if Rory is with her.
Yeah, I know she's tough, but I mean...
She'll be fine, I'm sure. Can you check the date on this?
What? Like, when it was taken? Yeah, go on the options and press that little I symbol in the corner.
It says the 19th of August. We set off on the...
17th? We were only gone 2 days before it all went south.
Fuck, so for 5 days, we were completely fucking unaware. Why didn't someone come get us?
Roman.
Shit. Shit.
Claire. Claire, she said she was going to come to us, but...
She could be at the bunker. She could have gone straight there. Maybe Sarah was hurt or something.
We should go and check. Do you know where it is?
Yeah, yeah. We walked past with the dog a few times when it was being built.
All right. Shall we then?
Hold up. Just grabbing Immy's duck.
Shall I pack Claire's phone? Just in case we get some signal.
Yeah, yeah. I'll grab the charger as well. You never know. Actually, you go grab some tin food and that, but don't be too long, yeah?
Where did that Sarah work, anyway?
She was Claire's mate, mainly. It was up at the observatory. Ralford, I think it was.
I'm going.
Claire, no.
I'm going.
Listen to me first.
I have to find them, Ryan. I can't just sit here and wait.
It's October, Claire. It's been over a month since they set out to Bunker A7. It's pointless going out there.
Fuck! Where have I been this whole time? Why wasn't I there for them?
It's not your fault. You've seen what's happening out there first hand. You can't be to blame for that.
I have to do something, Ryan. My children.
Sometimes there's nothing you can do.
No, there's always an option. You said it yourself. We need to push through the wreckage to find answers. We need to find a way back. Whether they're at Bunker A7 or not, that's where my children are. I'm going out there, and I'm going to find out more. You've got long-range radios, right? Portable ones. All of the bunkers had them. I remember seeing it in the news.
Aye, we do, but...
And then that's what we'll do. I'll take one of those with me. You can keep me informed if you find out where else they go, and I'll tell you anything I find on the way.
But Claire, you can't want to willingly go out there again. Surely you can stay a few more days, and besides, we haven't even reached the end of this recording yet. You're the one who brought these records here in the first place. Do you not think that says something about what happened to them?
What are you suggesting? That they're gone? Look, I don't have all the answers here, and I can't waste any more time sitting around waiting for my memory to come back. I've been living in the husk of this body for so long now. I finally have a purpose, an identity. We can stay in touch. Together, we can find a way back. Remember? And if I can find out more about Roman on the way to A7, and my kids, then that's what I'll do. Maybe I'll even find my dog.
I cannot keep you here, Claire. But if you must go, then I must ask something of you.
Go ahead.
The brothers, they mentioned Ralford Observatory, where your friend Sarah worked. Do you remember much of her?
I can picture her face, but that's about it.
Well, when you passed, you spoke of her. You said she mentioned emerging. I believe the word she used was confluence. Now, if that has absolutely anything to do with what's going on, which, given your sudden thought last week, has the potential to, then there may be something more in that observatory.
You want me to go there?
It's on the way. Look, here's where we are in relation to A7. And that open space there, that's Ralford. I've been there before. It's tucked out of the way, but the radio telescope is hard to miss. If you insist on going out there, then I would greatly appreciate if you stop by the observatory. I'm an astronomer myself, so anything you find, I should be able to interpret.
If you can equip me with the gear I need, and promise that no one will try and stop me, then I'll do it. I'm going either way, gear or not. I'm gonna get my things together.
Claire, before you go, there's one last section of their recordings. Shall we listen?
All right.
We ready?
Yeah. I hoped we could stay, but... yeah, okay.
I know.
Oh, shit. Wait. Immy? Immy, is that Roman? You?
Wait.
Immy? Imogen? Where are you?
Roman. It's the same sound as Claire heard. What the fuck is that?
What have they done to my little girl?
Roman. Roman, that's not Imogen.
I see a face.
That's not her, Roman. That's not her.
She's smiling at me.
Roman.
I have to help
no,
her.
No, just stop. That is not her, Roman. Roman.
Elliot, get off me. What are you doing?
What am I doing? What are you doing? You don't know what that thing is.
What thing?
Shit, are you serious? The thing in the room. Oh, fuck, Roman. Oh, your hand.
The fuck is... Oh, fuck, get off. Oh, Jesus Christ, get off.
It's moving. Oh, it looks like...
Oh, sick. Get the fuck off. God. Elliot, just pull it out. Okay. Pull it out.
Are you sure?
Just fucking do it. Ow.
Oh, fucking smell. It won't come out.
I can feel it up my arm. What the fuck, Elliot?
There. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's out.
Ow.
Oh, shit. It's heading toward the room. Toward that thing. What the...
Leave it. Just leave it.
I need to see what it's doing. Well, that's not Amy in there, Roman. That's for sure.
What makes you say that?
You seriously don't remember? Jesus, what did that thing in there do to you? Literally 30 seconds ago, you were adamant that that thing was Imogen.
Ah, right. Just tell me what it's doing.
Oh, it's wrapping itself around.
What's it look like?
Like when something gets covered in mould and you can't tell what it is anymore. Like it's formed with the wall. Oh, shit, it's got those same black tendrils like the one that just...
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, but they're just the same. It's like they're reaching out into the wall. I reckon it's about 2 or 3 foot tall in its body, if that's the right word. It moves up and down with those breaths. It's such a mix of weird colours as well. Almost like an oil spill, I suppose. The way its body shimmers when it breathes and the sound it makes. It must be what Claire heard in the video. I don't think this was here when she came up, though. It couldn't have been. Whatever it is, it seems alive, but I don't think it can move. It seems like it's merged with the floor and the wall. Roman, what's below Imogen's room?
The garage. Wait, you don't think...
I
think
this thing is directly above the light fitting.
Jesus, was this thing in my house all this time?
Judging by how it's formed, I think perhaps it came up through the floor, like it was in the void between the floor and the ceiling.
I do not like that thought one bit. What's the... thing that came out of me doing...
It's just joined it. Like, that's it. It's just become assimilated. They are one now. It's kind of fascinating just to watch it breathe.
What are you doing?
It's beautiful. I just want a closer look.
Stop!
What are you doing? Why are you holding me so tight?
We're going downstairs. Go.
What? Why? But we have to know what that thing is.
Is this how stupid I sounded? You were walking towards it, idiot.
Oh, I was?
Yes. Now get down those stairs. We're not even going to think about that thing.
That's insane. I thought it was just able to get you because of what was in your arm. How does it do that?
Leave it, Elliot. Of all the questions we've got unanswered, this one I think we can curb for a bit.
But Roman...
Do you want to become a part of it? Part of a big pile of breathing mould? No, of course you don't. So let's both agree not to go upstairs or in the garage, shall we? Now let's fuck off out of here.
All right, just one sec there. Gone to bunker A7. Meet you there.
Survivors, I didn't expect any of this to happen, believe me. The revelations of these last entries are monumental. I can hardly believe that it is Claire who has been with us this whole time, and she's leaving so suddenly. However, I understand her desire to find her children. I feel it's only right if we end the broadcast there for now. I must discuss her departure and do what I can to equip her appropriately. I assure you, survivors, this broadcast will return soon. As ever, there is more we must discuss and more we must share. Roman and Elliot's story is not over yet. And all being well, we'll have more to learn from Claire on our travels. Please do tune in again soon, survivors. But until then, I hope you're somewhere safe and warm. And remember, as always, don't wander in the dark.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed our show, be sure to give us a rating and review to let others know. If you would like to hear news and updates, then please follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Wake of Corrosion. Wake of Corrosion was written, directed, and produced by Sean Pellington, with voice acting from Kieran Walsh as Professor Ryan, Brianne Leeson as The Courier, Lee Pellington as Roman, Sean Pellington as Elliot, with title and credits read by Adele Cliff. Our introduction theme, Shadowlands 5, Antichamber, and outro theme, Phantasm, were created by Kevin MacLeod, sourced from incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. Both pieces have been reduced from their originals with fade-out, added voiceover, and radiostatic effects. Morse code SFX, courtesy of Stephen C. Phillips of morsecode.world. All other sound effects are self-recorded or sourced from soundsnap.com. For our full list of credits, please visit our website in our show notes. Thank you so much for listening.